Hi, I'm Luke Dennis, the Development Director at WYSO. We are happy we can deliver these programs to you, people who listen on the web, and we rely on you to help us pay for this service. So at our website, wyso.org, click Support This Station and help keep these services coming. And thank you.
This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the first week of late fall. In warm late autumns, garlic mustard has grown 4 or 5 inches tall, its leaves wide and bright. Chickweed has come back all along the paths, and cress has revived in the pools and streams. Skunk cabbage has pushed up all over the swamp, and some plants are even opening a little. The low sun sets the new plants glowing like they glow in April. At the river's edge, the water is rippled blue, black, green, and brown, bare tree branches tangled in reflections. Warmed by the benign autumn and fed by the great stands of honeysuckle throughout the area, robins linger in town and in the woods. Juncos have arrived, and bluebirds make their last passage south along the rivers. Starlings cluck and whistle at sunrise. Cardinals and pileated woodpeckers and bobwhites sing off and on throughout the day. Finches and chickadees work the sweet gum fruits, digging out the seeds from their hollows. Sparrowhawks appear on the fences and watching for mice in the bare fields. Mosquitoes still wait for their prey near backwaters and puddles. Asian lady beetles, sometimes great hordes of them, look for crevices in which to spend the winter. Late woolly bear caterpillars, most of them dark orange and black, still emerge in the sun. Cabbage moths still look for cabbage. The last daddy longlegs linger in the wood piles, and crickets still sing in the more gentle evenings. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the second week of late fall. In the meantime, listen for the crickets on the milder evenings. They won't be singing for long.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.